Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In the face of the Word, we see who we really are. And the Word says that right now we are complete. I don't care what happens tomorrow, right now, and even tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, we are complete. We live by another reality, another realm, another dimension called kingdom. If you'll believe it, if you'll allow it to be thrown into your heart, even that person in prison, in a literal prison, if they would have faith, they might be headed for death row. Hello, somebody. Ask somebody, is there anything too hard for God? If they would start believing, if they would start allowing God to throw promises into their heart through faith, to where they got to the place where they believed, somehow, some way, even though I'm guilty, somehow God gonna make a way for me. I'm not gonna live my life, the rest of my life in here. I'm not gonna die in here. Hello, somebody. After a while, what they're believing in their heart begins to take manifestation. Let me give you two real quick examples here. Pastor Tony, you've probably heard this before too. Pastor Tony Hamilton from Trinidad, one of our pastors. When I first went, and I think my wife was with me and maybe some others, when I first went to be with them and minister for him, when I was at the airport leaving, I told him, I said, Pastor Tony, you have to come. And you have to come to be with us in our anniversary. And then he said, well, Apostle, he said, I would love to. He said, but I can't travel. And I said, why is that? And now we're at the airport. I said, why is that? He said, well, they revoked my visa and took my passport. He said, because I had gone to Puerto Rico. I was going into the U.S. on a one-way ticket, da-da-da. I had no return. When they caught me in Puerto Rico, they detained me. They took my visa. I'll never get another visa. I'll never be able to travel again. They sent me back. And I thought, you know, And I'm at the airport. Now I'm getting ready to go through the line and go get it. I said, let's pray right now. And we simply prayed a prayer. And God gave me this to pray, because I didn't know how to pray at the time. But I said, Lord, you made eyes see. Now, Lord, blind eyes. And I said, and God gave me to tell him, I said, Pastor Tony, this week, go and get your visa. He said, okay. He called me that week. He'd gone down to the visa place to try to get whatever. You know, it was an impossibility because they revoked it. They'd taken it from him. He's never going to travel again. He was there, and he was in a long line. He finally got in there, and they went on the computer, and they were on the computer, and on the computer. He stayed there all day. They were trying to find him in the computer. He was the last one there. And finally, one of the guys working there at the office came out, and he was mad. He said, Mr. Hamilton, it seems as though we have no information on you as to why your visa was revoked or taken and da-da-da. I mean, he was mad at him. And finally, Pastor Tony said, when he was about to leave, the guy threw him his passport and his visa. Yeah. He was so mad because God blinded eyes. They couldn't find anything in the computer about what they did, how he was arrested, how he was detained, how he was sent back. God erased it. Tell me, when faith is operating, when faith is operating, no matter what it is, no matter how impossible it may seem, God will override. He'll rebuke a nation for one of his saints. Some of y'all heard the story of Apostle Benjamin Wema. He was in Uganda when the regime of Idi Amin was there. And he was passing out tracts on the streets of Kampala. He and who is now his wife and one of the guys in their church. And a military vehicle went by and saw him passing out tracts. And the military vehicle came back and asked him what they were doing. And they just, you know, said, "We are witnessing for the Lord Jesus." And they got arrested, taken into prison. There were people, so many that had been arrested, they were standing in this room and they couldn't sit down. There were so many of them. They had to use the restroom where they were. They couldn't sit in no restroom. It was pitiful, horrendous environment, situation they were in. And they were there for days. And they were, what they were doing, they were taking certain ones out and then they wouldn't see them anymore. And it came to where he, the young lady, and the young man were in a group that they called to come out. And he was afraid. He said, "Lord, you know, please don't let us die like this." What they were called to do, they had to go down in the basement. And this is a little bit graphic. They had to go down in the basement and they had to clean up blood. I mean, I'm not talking about just little spots of blood. The way they were killing people, they were beating them to death, beating them with clubs, cracking skulls. I mean, blood everywhere. And he was down there. He was so afraid. He said, "Please, Lord, don't let me die like this." And the Lord said, "You shall not die like these others." That's what the Lord spoke to him. And in his heart, he received it. Now you got to have him tell this. You got to hear him tell this story. I'm just kind of skimming the surface. 2 days, I think it's 2 or 3 days later, they're back up there, you know, and they're still killing people. They can hear them downstairs being beat to death, and it's almost their turn. But the Tanzanian army invaded Kampala that same day. Now listen to this. They started killing people randomly. Three people got out. Three. And it was a military general. I guess he was saved, but you have to have him tell the story. Took them, the woman that was with him, which is now his wife, and the one that was part of his church. They're the only three. He took them, snuck them out in a vehicle and drove them to the outskirts of town. All the rest that were in there were killed. But God told him, "You should not die like one of these." He believed it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't know that we'll ever be in a situation or in dire circumstances or straits like that. But what about your situation? You see, God's reality is embodied in his word, in his promise. You already have a promise. You don't have to go in there and try to find God. Go into the book. It's full of promises based upon the new covenant that God has established with you. Every one of the promises. That's why we are complete in him. That's why it's a finished work. I don't have to guess, will God do this for me? No, he said it in his word. I'm part of a covenant. Let me tell you something. Even when you mess up, hello, I'm not talking about doing stupid stuff and all crazy. I'm talking about when you mess up, when you love God, but you've messed up, God is still going to stay in your corner. I've had God get me out of jams I got myself into. I learned not to go back there, but God got me out of stuff I got myself into. Come on, that's the God we serve. You got to understand that he's a covenant God. He cares about you. He's not going to diss you because you messed up. Ah, help us, Jesus. We experience God's promises when they become a part of our reality. They become a part of our reality as we meditate on them. Look at somebody and tell them, "See yourself as God sees you." That's why we show that DVD every day. I see myself walking in there at times. I see myself going to the different kiosks, to the different places and buying stuff. And I see myself over in that gymnasium. I can see these things. I mean, I visualize those things. But see, we experience the promises as they become part of our reality. And it comes through meditation. When we accept God's view, now his glory is his view, his opinion, his reality. That's his glory. And it's embodied in his promises. I was just reading something the other day. The Lord led me to this in Psalm 1, where it says this, and I want you to catch this. I'm going to throw this into your heart if your heart is open. He said, he was speaking about the man that standeth not in the counsel of the ungodly, that sitteth not in the seat of the scornful, that walketh not in the way of sinners. He said, and whatsoever his hand does shall prosper. Come on, I'm throwing this into your heart right now. Whatsoever his hand does shall prosper. Come on. Whatsoever your hand does, God says, I'll prosper it. Come on. That's a promise right now. That's a reality right now. That's something God is saying. Receive it in your heart. I'm throwing it into your heart right now. Whatever. Stop speculating. Stop wavering about whether it's significant or not. God said, whatever your hand does. You start a business, God said, I'll prosper it. You sow seed, you'll receive harvest. You bless somebody, I'm going to bless you back abundantly. Whatever your hand does, I'll see to it that it prospers. You see, when we accept God's view, when we accept God's glory as our own, come on, it becomes our primary awareness. I'm looking for this now, whatever my hand does. I'm looking for God to put something on it. I'm looking for it to glorify God. I'm looking for it to bring forth fruit. I'm not looking for it to dry up. See, it's become my primary awareness. See, what you give your attention to is where you gain evidence. If you're giving your attention to failure all the time, you got more evidence of failure than success.
We are continuing in part 28 of Mega Grace. Ye are complete in him. The Bible tells us that his promises are yes and amen. We experience God's promises as we meditate on them. God's glory, which is his view, once we accept it, becomes our primary awareness. When you exchange your life for Christ's life, you exchange your limited reality for God's true reality. Death to self is when you interchange your opinion for God's opinion. The Word of God has been tested and proven. The Word of God will stand forever. Believe that you are complete in Christ.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.